This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. And after President Trump put tariffs in motion on Chinese goods, China responded with a threat of counter-tariffs aimed at American farmers, especially producers of soybeans. The tariff spat erupted right as many farmers were planting, making it hard to adjust in real time as soybean prices went haywire. In Nebraska, reporter Jad Khalil found soybean farmers trying to manage this.
At his family farm in Falls City, Mike Lampe is drinking coffee with friends. On the agenda, local goings-on, grain prices, how bad weather has affected soybean crops in Argentina, and what that might mean for China.
They got to go somewhere to get soybeans in the end.
Lampe's friend Jerry Deerfeld is sitting nearby on a flatbed trailer.
And it might even be one of them deals China will buy from another country we shipped them to.
China's announcement that it could impose tariffs on American soybeans came right before spring planting season. Now, farmers in Nebraska have little choice but to wait and see how that will affect their fortunes. Brian James, a farmer outside of Nebraska City, hasn't changed his plans.
I don't even pretend to know what's happening. I'm just going to continue to plant soybeans this year and hopefully into the future, and we'll see what happens.
Some farmers might try to lock in a price soon by selling their soybeans on the futures market with the possibility of a tariff in mind. That's according to Victor Boleslavsky. He's with the Nebraska Soybean Board.
And so they usually forward price some of their soybeans so that they are not at the mercy of the market when all of these tariffs are things that come into play.
The uncertainty makes it hard for other businesses to plan too. Bruce Mers runs a machinery dealership in town and depends on local farmers for business.
People won't be buying, and when they don't buy, they don't repair. I mean, that's part of our income too, is repair business.
When the U.S. had a grain embargo against the Soviet Union in the 1980s, entire communities were hit hard. David Sickle, another farmer, remembers how bad it was then.
They think times are pretty tough now, but you go back in the 80s there, we really had some tough times.
For now, farmers and rural businesses are waiting. The news keeps changing, and the soybeans are starting to grow. In Falls City, Nebraska, I'm Jad Khalil for Marketplace.